Lesson 57, Mosiah chapters 9 through 10. Introduction. During the reign of King Benjamin, Zeniff led a group of Nephites from Zarahemla to settle among the Lamanites in the land of Nephi. Mosiah chapters 9 through 22 contains an account of the experiences of these people. The king of the Lamanites allowed Zeniff's people to settle among them because he secretly planned to bring them into bondage. The Lamanites' false traditions and hatred of the Nephites eventually led to war. Zeniff's people relied on the Lord for strength, and they were able to drive the Lamanites out of their land. Suggestions for teaching. Mosiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. Zeniff leads a group of Nephites to return to the land of Nephi. Ask students to think of a time when they wanted something intensely. Invite a few of them to tell about these experiences. Explain that today they will learn about a man who wanted something so intensely that he failed to see the possible consequences of his desires. Invite students to look at the diagram of journeys they began drawing during the previous lesson. Remind them that a man named Ammon led a group that journeyed from Zarahemla and found Limhi and his people in the land of Nephi. You may want to explain that the Book of Mormon tells of two men named Ammon. One was the man students are learning about today. The other was a son of Mosiah, who became a great missionary to the Lamanites. Students will begin reading about him in Mosiah 27. Have students turn to Mosiah chapter 7 through 8 and look at the date that appears either at the bottom of the pages or in the chapter summaries, about 121 BC. Have them compare that date with the date in Mosiah 9, about 200 BC, approximately 80 years earlier. Ask if anyone can explain the sudden change in dates. Note: dates in footnotes and chapter summaries. Show students that approximate dates appear at the bottom of each page, or in the chapter summaries, of the Book of Mormon, to help establish the historical context of these events described on those pages. As students become familiar with these dates, they will see how the events described in the Book of Mormon relate to each other and to other events in history. Explain that from Mosiah 8 to Mosiah 9, the storyline goes back in time 80 years to give the account of King Limhi's grandfather Zeniff. Invite a student to read aloud Mormon's preface to the record of Zeniff at the beginning of Mosiah 9. Then ask another student to read Mosiah 9 verses 1 through 2 aloud. Have students add to their diagrams an arrow representing the journey taken by the first group that went from Zarahemla to the land of Nephi. Point out that Zeniff was part of this group. As shown on the diagram on this page, the arrow should indicate that the group also returned to Zarahemla. Please refer to the diagram on page 199 of Lesson 57. As shown on the diagram of this page, the arrow should indicate that the group also returned to Zarahemla. The label should read, quote, "Some Nephites seek to reclaim the land of Nephi." For the complete diagram, see the appendix at the end of this manual. Ask another student to read Mosiah chapter 9 verses 3 through 4. Invite the rest of the class to follow along, looking for, first, what Zeniff wanted so badly to obtain, and second, what he was slow to remember. What does it mean to be overzealous? To be overly eager or excessively interested in the pursuit of something. What do you think it means to be slow to remember the Lord? Explain that because Zeniff was overzealous and slow to remember the Lord, he made a mistake. Have students read Mosiah chapter 9, verses 5 through 7 and verse 10, looking for that mistake. What did Zeniff fail to see because of his overzealous desires to obtain the land of Nephi? What are the dangers of being overly eager when making decisions? What are the dangers of making decisions without counseling with the Lord? Summarize Mosiah chapter 9, verses 11 through 13 by telling students that after 12 years, Zeniff's people had grown so prosperous that the Lamanite king grew nervous that he wouldn't be able to bring them into bondage. So he began to stir up his people that they should contend with Zeniff's people. Mosiah chapter 9 verse 14 through chapter 10 verse 22. The Lamanites attempt to bring Zeniff's people into bondage. Write the following words or phrases on the board: schoolwork, withstanding temptation, problems with friends, leadership, work, conflict with family members, sports. Depending on the needs and interests of the students, you may want to add other items to this list. Invite a student to come to the front of the class and hold out his or her arms. Place small objects such as books or rocks in the student's hands and ask him or her to hold them up. Explain that the objects represent the challenge listed on the board. Ask the class, "In which of these areas would you like to have more strength and support?" Add another object or two to each of the student's hands. Ask the class, "Have you ever felt like you were carrying too much and wished you had more ability or strength to handle your challenges?" Invite two students to come to the front of the class and support the arms of the students holding the objects. Explain that the rest of today's lesson is about a group of people who found themselves in need of more strength. Suggest that throughout this lesson, students look for ways they might receive more strength in their lives. Invite the students at the front of the class to return to their seats. Explain that Mosiah 9 and 10 recount two times when the Lamanites came to battle against Zenith and his people. Copy the following chart on the board, but do not include the answers in parentheses. Tell students that they will be searching the scripture passages in the chart, looking for answers to the questions along the top of the chart. Invite half of the class to use the passages in the first row to find answers regarding Zenith and his people. Invite the other half of the class to search the passages in the second row for answers regarding the Lamanites. Have a student from each group write their answers on the board as they find them. Please refer to the diagram on page 200 of Lesson 57. After students complete the chart, ask, "What similarities and differences do you see between how Zenith's people and the Lamanites approach their battles? What truths can we learn from this comparison?" Write the following principle on the board: "The Lord will strengthen us as we do all we can and put our trust in Him." Refer back to the challenges listed on the board and remind students of the object lesson. How do you think this principle could apply to some of these challenges? Consider using the following examples to help students think about how they can do their part and trust in the Lord as they seek for strength. Number 1. You have an important test coming up in school, and you would like to have strength to do well. Number 2. You have been struggling to break a bad habit, and you don't feel you are strong enough to do it alone. Number 3. You are experiencing difficulties in your family, and you don't feel like you can handle the resulting strong emotions without some help. Ask students to review the first three lines of Mosiah, chapter 9, verse 18. You may want to suggest that they mark these lines in their scriptures. When have you experienced the truth expressed in these lines? You may want to share an experience of your own that shows the Lord's willingness to strengthen us as we do all we can and put our trust in Him. Explain that before Zenith and his people went to battle the second time, Zenith explained to his people why the Lamanites were filled with hatred for the Nephites. Write the words "wroth" and "wronged" on the board, and ask students if they can explain what these words mean. To be wroth is to be intensely angry, and to be wronged is to be offended or dealt with unfairly or in an unjust manner. To help students see that taking offense, holding on to anger, and refusing to forgive can affect generations, divide them into pairs and have each partnership read Mosiah chapter 10, verses 12 through 18. Ask them to look for reasons why the descendants of Laman and Lemuel continue to hate the descendants of Nephi. After the partners have read the verses together, have them discuss answers to the following questions. Consider writing the questions on the board while students read the assigned verses, or provide the questions to each pair of students on a handout. Why did the Lamanites hate the Nephites so intensely? Whom does it hurt when we are angry or refuse to forgive? How can a person's anger affect his or her family, now and in the future? Read the following statement by Elder Donald L. Hallstrom of the 70. Ask students to listen for what we can do when we feel offended or angry with someone. Quote, "If you have been wronged by anyone, a family member, a friend, another member of the church, a church leader, a business associate, or by anything, the death of a loved one, health problems, a financial reversal, abuse, addictions, deal with the matter directly and with all the strength you have, and without delay, turn to the Lord. Exercise all of the faith you have in Him. Let Him share your burden. Allow His grace to lighten your load. Never let an earthly circumstance disable you spiritually. End quote. Ask students to ponder each of the following questions. You may want to encourage them to write their answers in their scripture study journals or class notebooks. Do you have any feelings of being wronged or feelings of anger toward someone? To whom can you go for help in your efforts to forgive? How can you avoid feelings of offense and anger in the future? Ask students to think of a time when they forgave someone. Invite a few of them to share what it felt like to forgive and to let go of their feelings of offense or anger. Consider sharing your testimony about seeking the Lord's help to forgive others.